The federal government's paused tomorrow's planned reopening of international borders to migrants and international students by a fortnight due to uncertainty over the new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Meanwhile, drug companies say if a new vaccine is needed for this strain, it can happen quickly in as little as 3 months. But it may be the case the current crop of vaccines will work. If new doses are needed, Australia will be largely reliant on overseas supply because the nation still doesn't have the capacity to manufacture mRNA vaccines, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
If the current vaccines don't work against the Omicron variant, we may need new ones, which isn't a problem, says Professor Paul Tordeson, the director of the RNA Institute at the University of New South Wales.
We're probably going to deal with all the variants in the future, so we need to be ready. The beauty of the mRNA technology is quite easy to change.
By easy to change, he means it's relatively simple to tweak the existing COVID-19 mRNA vaccines so they're effective against variants. In fact, the companies behind those we're currently using in Australia, Pfizer and Moderna, say they could start work on Omicron-specific vaccines in a matter of weeks. But Professor Tordeson says if new mRNA vaccines are needed, Australia will once again be ordering them from overseas because there's still no capacity to make them here.
In some ways, it's as simple as we haven't put the investment into it. We probably could have. What we need is we need the manufacturing facilities. I sometimes call it a war against this virus. We need a variety of weapons, and we need to have some of them locally based and all the capability of making them locally.
Australia could get that capability if it gets permission to make existing vaccines like Pfizer or Moderna locally. Responding to a question from the federal opposition in Parliament on Monday, Industry Minister Angus Taylor said he's been in discussions with Moderna about the potential to develop its vaccines in Australia, though there's no deal yet. Australian-based researchers are also working on their own vaccines, but that'll take a lot more time and investment. Professor Colin Poulton is a vaccine developer at Melbourne's Monash University.
Our vaccine is in the first stages of clinical development, so it could potentially progress through efficacy studies and then approval, but that would take a significant amount of funding to actually fund the efficacy study.
Professor Poulton leads a team from the Monash Institute of Pharmaceutical Sciences. He's hoping to get approval to trial Australia's first locally developed mRNA COVID vaccine by January.
It's a vaccine that's focused on exposing the immune system to just the tip of the spike. It's what we call the receptor binding domain. And we believe that vaccinating people with this receptor binding domain rather than the whole spike protein is a better way to boost responses, particularly against new variants.
If Professor Poulton and his team are successful, theirs could be the first locally developed and produced vaccine of its kind. But he concedes the fastest way for Australia to start making mRNA vaccines is to get existing approved vaccines from overseas made here.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting then.